Exclusive. Mexican government busing 30,000 migrants causes shift in human smuggling routes. By Cartel Chronicles on October 9, 2023. Government officials in Mexico announced the busing of more than 30,000 migrants who are ultimately trying to reach the U.S. border. The program is causing shifts in the routes that migrants take in southern Mexico. Last month, the state of Oaxaca began setting up a series of impromptu bus stations known as Centros de Movilidad Migratoria, migration mobility centers, where they provide basic necessities, short-term shelters, and the sale of low-priced or free bus tickets to Mexico City. According to the regulations set forth by immigration authorities, the migrants who arrive at those shelters and get on the buses to Mexico City should remain in the southern part of the country. However, Breitbart Texas spoke with a high-ranking official with Mexico's National Immigration Institute who revealed that the migrants are not staying in central or southern Mexico and are continuing their intended journey north. The government official also claimed that the claims about the migrants being taken to Mexico City were not accurate since no centers had been outfitted to handle large numbers of migrants in the metropolitan area. "This is very simple. Last time when they sent thousands of Venezuelan migrants here to Mexico City, there was chaos in the shelters and the streets," the Mexican immigration official said. "Currently, there are no special shelters, and the immigration stations in the city are not overcrowded. So where are these migrants that are supposed to be staying here?" The issue has caused a shift in route, with most migrants moving away from Chiapas and moving instead to the neighboring state of Oaxaca in an attempt to get a free bus ride north. Breitbart Texas visited the immigration stations in Chiapas where migrants obtain their permits. In past weeks, the migrants in Chiapas had been overflowing, and they had even forced their way in one particular incident. Currently, the centers hardly have any migrants. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Williams Cortez from Baja California.